And on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat, we welcome in Dr. Sabita Pradhan from Pradhan Center for Women. Welcome back, Doctor. Always some interesting topics that we discuss. What are we discussing today?
Thank you, Ken, for having me. Today, I would like to talk about abnormal uterine bleeding, which is the most common cause for visits to my office. Amongst premenopausal women, about a third of the visit to the gynecologist is due to this condition and is much higher around menopause. And in my office, about 75% of the office visits is due to this condition. So you see, Ken, this is a very common problem.
Yeah, sounds like. So what is abnormal uterine bleeding?
Well, in general, any uterine bleeding which is not normal is considered as abnormal uterine bleeding. So let me explain a little bit about that. Normal uterine bleeding is, in other words, what we call as normal menses. From menarche, which is the onset of periods, until menopause, women usually have periods every month with a normal flow lasting for up to 7 days. They often feel that it is not normal even if it is late by a few days. Any bleeding occurring at intervals less than 21 days or more than 35 days is considered abnormal. Similarly, any bleeding that is heavy with passage of clots, having to change pads or tampons more frequently, usually more than 15, also bleeding or spotting in between periods or after intercourse, and bleeding after menopause are all abnormal. So you can imagine abnormal uterine bleeding can be often alarming, frustrating, and uncomfortable, and can affect the daily activities, having to skip school or work. And this can also cause stressful situations in the family.
So what causes abnormal uterine bleeding?
In my office, the most common cause that I find is hormonal imbalance. And what I mean to say by hormonal imbalance is that around the time of menopause, the ovaries do not function properly. The ovaries do not ovulate, which means that the ovaries are not producing the eggs every month. When the ovaries are ovulating and functioning well, the ovaries normally produce two hormones called estrogen and progesterone, which are essential for well-being in women. When the ovaries are ovulating, there is more estrogen in the first half of the cycle and more progesterone in the second half of the cycle. When the ovaries are not functioning as it should, there is imbalance in these hormones, which in turn causes abnormal uterine bleeding. Similarly, during menarche, which is when the girls first start their periods, the ovaries do not function normally for the first few years. Besides this, there may be other causes depending on the age. Other conditions that can cause abnormal uterine bleeding are uterine fibroids, which are benign tumors of the muscle of the uterus, uterine polyps, which are benign growths in the lining of the uterus, endometriosis, which is where the lining of the uterus occurs outside the uterus rather than just in the lining, uterine precancer and cancer, and other medical conditions like thyroid problems and bleeding disorders.
So as a healthcare professional, how do you manage those conditions?
First, I take a detailed history. Besides the medical history, I take a detailed gynecological history about the menses, like the length of the cycle, amount of bleeding, any bleeding in between periods, and cramps during periods. I then examine the patient, which includes the general examination as well as the pelvic examination, except in girls who have not been sexually active. I then order some labs to rule out anemia, infections, bleeding disorders, thyroid problems, and possibly a pelvic ultrasound. Some patients may later need special tests like sonohistograms, MRI, hysteroscopy, and endometrial biopsies. For women in the reproductive age, I do a urine pregnancy test to rule out pregnancy.
So how do you treat them?
Treatment will depend on the cause of the problem, age of the patient, and whether or not the patient desires to have any more children. For infections, I prescribe appropriate antibiotics. For women with heavy but regular periods, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Aleve and ibuprofen and tranexamic acid like Listeda may suffice. Other options include birth control pills, progesterone hormones, an IUD, which is known as the Mirena IUD, that releases progesterone hormone into the uterus. Those with endometrial polyps and fibroids may need surgery. Other treatment options include endometrial ablation, which is basically ablating the lining of the uterus so that the periods may stop or be lighter. Some patients, however, may need hysterectomy, which is removal of the uterus. This is a definitive treatment for abnormal uterine bleeding. For women with fibroids who want to have children, a procedure called myomectomy can be performed, which is removing only the fibroid.
All right. Well, you mentioned hysterectomy. Can you tell us a little more about a hysterectomy?
So hysterectomy is basically removing the uterus. Depending on the condition and the reason for the hysterectomy, sometimes it may be necessary to remove the uterus as well as the ovaries. Most of my patients are worried about going into menopause after hysterectomy. However, I always try to save the ovaries as much as possible when I do a hysterectomy. But if the woman has cancer, precancer, and moderate to severe endometriosis, or if the ovaries appear abnormal at the time of surgery, then the ovaries will have to be removed. When I remove the ovaries during hysterectomy, I usually start them on hormone therapy as long as there are no contraindications.
So I guess maybe then to recap, Dr. Pradhan, abnormal uterine bleeding, the most common condition for women visiting your office, but it can be managed conservatively with medications or with surgery. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Ken. And I would encourage women with this condition to talk to their doctors because most of these conditions can be managed effectively. For those requiring hysterectomies, most of the hysterectomies are performed using minimally invasive techniques, which allow patients to recover faster.
For more information, obviously, about this condition or others, you can contact the Pradhan Center for Women, 278-6929, 278-6929, or visit them on facebook.com/Pradhan Center. Dr. Pradhan, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Sabina Pradhan from the Pradhan Center for Women on this edition of our Monday Morning Health Beat.